childhood friend of mine once sent me on an official snipe hunt. He led me out into the woods with a set of magic snipe-finding rocks and encouraged me to knock them together while I searched. I wandered around aimlessly for hours just to return to him laughing hysterically at my gullibility. There was no snipe, of course. So when that same friend told me just last week that he'd seen something called a marsh rabbit swimming in Virginia, I instinctively believed he was pulling my leg. I wasn't even sure I should Google it, lest I realize it was another elaborate practical joke. But it turns out that searching for information on marsh rabbits was no fool's errand. They do exist, they do swim, and they even live in our Chesapeake Bay watershed. Sometimes called the marsh hare, the marsh rabbit can definitely be confused with the eastern cottontail we all immediately recognize. You can distinguish a marsh rabbit by its smaller head and short, rounded ears with tiny black tufts. It has a reddish-brown or deep brown fur and a dark belly, and small front feet with long toenails on their hind feet. And the easiest-to-spot difference of all is the small, gray-brown tail that is dingy underneath, sort of like a mud-soaked cotton ball. But the biggest difference between the two species, of course, is where they're found. Eastern cottontails are extremely common throughout our entire listening area. I'm sure you see them as often as I do. Our watershed's cinnamon-colored marsh rabbits, in contrast, are only found in marshes and swamps south of the James River in southeastern Virginia, and they're terribly hard to spot. They live alone in quiet, isolated freshwater pools, but can also live in salty and brackish areas. These spots are full of aquatic plants such as duck potato, water hyacinth, marsh pennywort, and marsh grasses, all of which are the perfect foods for these herbivores. Curiously, marsh rabbits are the only mammals in the Chesapeake Bay region that are restricted to marshes and swamps. Other mammals can move between habitats, but the semi-aquatic marsh rabbit must always be very close to water. That's because marsh rabbits use water as both camouflage and escape. Dense vegetation of wetland cattails, rush, and centella makes perfect hiding spots. But when not easily hidden in boggy thickets, marsh rabbits elude their enemies, such as great horned owls and marsh hawks, by floating motionless in muddy water, ears tucked down flat on their heads. Only their noses and faces remain exposed above the water. I compare it to the way a frog sits, with just the top of its head showing. Marsh rabbits take to water almost as readily as ducks, and when alarmed, they will leap to the water for safety. They are adept swimmers and can even outswim a large dog. Unlike their cottontail cousins, marsh rabbits have less fur on their back feet, which make them better for moving through the water. My friend who told me about the marsh rabbits only found one because, while birding, he noticed two tiny ears just above the waterline. He went to investigate in the cattails and found a hollow log with a nest of delicate grasses and soft fur. Usually marsh rabbits have 2 to 4 babies at a time, and it appears these had just set out on their own. Marsh rabbits are adapted to nocturnal life. They're most active at dusk and dawn, the same time many of the marsh rabbits' predators, like raptors, snakes, foxes, and even bobcats, are active as well. Unlike their hopping cousins, marsh rabbits prefer to walk on all four legs, placing each foot down alternately like a cat. If that doesn't sound like some kind of snipe, I don't know what does. You can learn more about our area's native animals by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.